It's the John Curley and Sherry Elicker show with Jake Skorheim today. And Jake, the hits just keep on coming. We're trying to name the zebra that's on the loose, and our listeners have been very, very helpful. Of course, ZB Cooper, which we had talked about before, and Zebra E. McZebra Face is another one. Or just Stripey McStripe Face.
Okay. Both pretty good. Yeah.
And then the other one is Debra, but it's like Debra.
Oh, like a zebra.
Like a zebra.
Yeah.
Yes.
What was the name of the, you remember the Juicy Fruit gum? Wasn't that a zebra? Wasn't that a zebra?
I don't know if he had a name.
I don't think it had a name.
It didn't have a name.
It lost its flavor after, like, you chewed it for a second.
Yeah.
For what it was
not,
good.
Not all suggestions are great.
Yeah. I have a little trouble with this next story. Here's the headline. Another granny with a gun, woman watching Taylor Swift's Era concert with her granddaughter, shoots intruder who dared to interrupt.
Yeah.
Okay, so you hear the headline, and the headline to me is this little old lady sitting there with her granddaughter. Somebody breaks into the house. You better get out of here. We're trying to watch Taylor.
That sounds bang, like bang, a grandma, bang. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Not even close.
No, this lady doesn't look like a grandma.
She's 49 years old.
That's young.
Now, she does have a granddaughter, but I think we've got the story from Inside Edition.
A home invader targets a house, but he's about to find out he's definitely picked the wrong home.
I have a gun! Get back! Get back! I will
You do what you have to do to protect yourself and your family.
Anissa Tinnen says she and her four-year-old granddaughter were watching the Taylor Swift Eras movie when the nightmare began. Out of nowhere, she says, the intruder appeared in the dining room of her Albuquerque home.
He told me that he would kill myself and my granddaughter if I didn't do what he wanted me to do.
Cops say the intruder was fleeing police after crashing a stolen vehicle. Once inside the house, he grabbed some car keys out of a bowl and ran out. 49-year-old Anissa called 911. You can hear her trying to comfort her distraught granddaughter.
I need you to be really brave, okay? It's okay, baby. I know, honey. I know. It's okay. It's okay.
Suddenly, the intruder storms back to the house. Only by now, Anissa has grabbed her gun. She tries to warn him.
Get back! Get back! I have a gun! Get back! Get back! I will
What did you do?
No! Because you're in my house!
Is there any question in your mind that this man was going to hurt or kill both you and your granddaughter?
There was no question.
Where did the bullet hit him? Do you know?
In the abdomen.
I will get you water, but if you hurt me, I'm going to shoot you again. You hear me?
I had to hold him at gunpoint. This man is bleeding on my kitchen floor.
Oh, God, this is not happening. Where are the police?
Albuquerque, please.
They're right there. You can see them swarming into the house. They haul the screaming suspect out of there. We also spoke to the little girl's tearful mom, Megan Austin.
If Anissa had not done what she did, we'd be telling a different story right now.
I would have given everything I had, including my life, to do what I had to do to protect my granddaughter.
The suspect survived. He'll be charged with burglary and auto theft. The DA tells us the grandmother is not facing charges.
That was pretty amazing audio. Of the, you can hear, I mean, it's all captured on the phone. The guy gets shot, and then he starts screaming, why did you shoot me?
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, because he's breaking into the house, yeah.
The video is interesting, because this is, I don't know if this is something having to do with New Mexico or whatever. First of all, they had a SWAT team there in, what, a minute and a half? I mean, these guys were coming in, like, nine of them
quick,
into the house.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, they didn't call for rescue squad or anything like that. They carried, it's not funny, they carried the guy
funny.
Out.
It is funny. No, I think it's funny.
You know, that they carried this guy out by his arms. These cops did. They didn't wait for 911 to get there or anything.
Well, I mean, how can you not? How can you be upset about that, though? He, like, broke into a lady's house.
No, I
threatens
agree.
Her. I mean, it threatens, like, anybody listening. Like, he's threatening a I mean, she's not a little old lady, like you were pointing out. She's just, like, a very average-looking 40-something-year-old woman. She does not look like a granny, which they describe in the
video.
Nor
does she talk like one.
Nor does she talk like one. And then this guy, you know, him screaming, like, yes, this is the reaction that he should be having when he breaks in and threatens these two, you know, these two people just watching a Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah,
the other thing that, I don't know if you noticed this, Sherry, when you watched the video. Did you watch this video?
Yeah.
Did you notice that the house that he went into, she's doing this interview with Inside Edition in front of what looks like a hunting lodge. Like, this is clearly a family.
Oh, I saw that.
There's like 95 mounted trophy heads and deer and the hooves and everything. Clearly, this is a family who knows their way around firearms. This guy went into the wrong house. Like, everything, he totally picked the wrong house. And she made him pay the price.
Do you think if that 911 call hadn't been recorded and she just shot him and he wasn't armed, would the outcome be the same, or would she have been charged with something?
No, I don't know. No, I don't. Not in New Mexico. I don't think she would be charged in New
Mexico.
I would hope nowhere that they would. The lady's just sitting there with her granddaughter watching Taylor Swift. This guy was already, because this guy already was running from the police. He had stolen a vehicle. He was, you know, evading the police already. Probably why they had so many cops out in mass. You know, that's probably why they were there so quickly. Because they were already chasing this guy.
Yes, and that's a good point.
And then he stupidly goes into this lady's house. And then what? The crazy thing is, he comes back. You see the video. He goes in. He gets car keys. He goes outside. He jumps in her SUV. I don't know what he goes back in for, but he decides, I'm going to go back in. And then
he had the wrong keys or something.
Maybe he had the wrong key, but he got in the car. The car opened up for him.
Oh, that's fair.
So he's just sitting in the driver's seat. And then he decides, I mean, I assumed he knew how to drive the vehicle, but he goes back inside and then he gets shot. And you hear him screaming, like, why did you shoot me? Just the dumbest criminal in the world.
Really? And go ahead.
Well, she says, you can hear it in the video, and I'm not saying she did anything wrong, but she says, I have a blanking gun. I will shoot. But she shoots and says the word shoot at the exact same time.
Yeah.
I don't know if her, like, she got a little nervous because she was kind of giving him a warning and then said, oh, forget it.
I don't know how. I mean, I think she handled herself amazingly.
No, agreed. She did exactly.
Because if somebody breaks, I mean, I have heard people describe this before, but like if somebody comes into your house and they know that you're there and they still are persisting on coming into your house, it's not because they're just there for a cup of tea.
It's terrifying.
Like, you need to get them out of your house, and if you have to do it with force, then, you know, lucky she had a gun.
Yeah, the only grandmotherly thing she said was, I'll get you some water, but you need to stay right there.
Then she's like being nice to him.
I don't think I would have offered him
crazy story.
Cocktails. Yeah. And this guy may have a really loud car. And you ask why? Well, a recent study has said that men who like cars that are very, very noisy and very, very loud are likely or could be psychopaths.
Did this story seem strange to you? There was a study that was done by the University of Western Ontario. Researchers there asked a bunch of people. They asked them about their type of cars. Would they do anything? Like, you can do these aftermarket, exhaust pipes. You can do aftermarket exhausts to make your car sound like it's in Fast and the Furious or something like that. And they found that for whatever reason, they talked about people who would want other people to hear their noisy cars. And this seemed like a really far jump for me. They says it seems to be this callous disregard for other people's feelings and their actions. That's the psychopathy coming out. And it's also that they probably get a kick out of enjoying watching people get startled by their loud vehicles. But do you agree with that, Sherry? Do you think they're psychopaths?
It's a little bit of a stretch, but they're saying that there has to be a sadistic element to you to be able to want to disturb so many people. And they're looking at these personality traits. They also tested them on the possibility, like a psychopath test. I haven't taken it yet. But like Machiavellianism, which is controlled manipulation, narcissism, which is self-love, and psychopathy, which is impulsive, cruelty to others. So, I guess if you wanted to really kind of, you know, stretch that out, you could say, well, there's no regard for anybody else's comfort or peace when you've got this car and the car is calling attention to you. So you're a narcissist and you're making people look at you, which is manipulation.
But this is like when I was a kid, Fast and Furious, the movies Fast and Furious were super popular, and everybody was trying to, you know, do anything they could to make their cars more noticeable. You wanted people to look at you in your car. Like a young person, that's all you care about. That's the only thing you really own that's of value and that, you know, signals freedom and, you know, how cool you are is the type of car that you have. And so you wanted people to look at you, and you would do burnouts and all that kind of stuff. So does that make you a psychopath just because that's what young people do? So is that psychotic? That just doesn't seem psychotic to me.
Well, I think in the context that you're talking about would be you're doing this with sort of within a group, like doing it for each other to try to show each other
okay.
up or something.
Yeah.
But if you're just
what
a
about
guy,
the I mean, Hellcat guy? I mean, that
well,
guy.
Who's the Hellcat guy? Who is this guy?
The Belltown Hellcat. You're not familiar?
So no.
There's this kid. He's 21. He's like an Instagram influencer. He lives in a penthouse in downtown, and he drives this modified Dodge Hellcat. And it is extremely loud. He's got every modification you could have to make it as loud as possible. And he intentionally goes out at like 3 and 4 in the morning and drives around. It's got all this backfire, this manual backfire stuff. So it's I can hear it from my apartment. And he's finally, there was like hundreds and hundreds of complaints about him. They finally arrested him, charged him with reckless driving. And the judge said he wasn't allowed to drive the Hellcat. But his whole intention was just to like
attention.
Yeah, just to and he has like 600,000 or 800,000 followers on Instagram. And he would just go out when it was as quiet as possible so he could make the most amount of noise possible.
So this would suggest that he's a psychopath.
I think he fits the bill, yeah.
You think so?
Right.
Do you have any interest in making your car louder, Sherry? Is this a thing that you would care about?
No, I mean this is gonna sound weird from somebody that has a public kind of job. I never want to call attention to myself ever for millions of reasons. It's just not what I think would be fun.
So you're not a person who would like get on a Harley and just say,
No, I'm scared of motorcycles.
Joe, would this something you'd ever be interested in?
No, not now. But in high school, you know, like that, I get that. But I think all kids are kind of psychopaths in their own little way. You just kind of
grow self-centered.
You just grow out of it a little bit. So maybe that does apply.
There's a term here that they used in this study. They call it a dark tetrad. Did you understand that? What's a dark tetrad? What does that mean?
From what I understand, the tetrad is usually four elements of something, but they only list three. But I think that tetrad is usually four.
Okay,
so I wasn't quite sure about that.
Study a little bit,
right? It all does. It all, and the conclusion is always, you know, not to say that everybody that has a loud car is a psychopath, but it could be one of the.
But you might be.
Yeah, but you could be.
I don't know. There's a culture of like American muscle. You know, like muscle cars are really loud, and the engines are big, and the cars are fast, and I don't think that makes somebody a psychopath. Like when I'm watching, there's a commercial on TV right now for, you know, we have these TVs on in the studio, on silent, we're not watching TV, but there's like race cars driving around. Like
F1, yeah.
F1, like, you know, there's an excitement in motorsport and vehicles. You want your car to be loud and fast.
But that's out of context. That's within the context of a racing thing or something like that, that makes perfect sense.
No, but regular life,
so you would want to have your, I don't know anything about cars, so I don't know what you do, like something with a muffler or
whatever. You can put something on your muffler and make it, and then it makes it big, a big
and
noise.
You would do that? Have you done that?
Take off the muffler, right? Because that's what a muffler does, is muffle the sound, right?
Well, that could also affect your
emissions.
That could also affect, you were required to have things for emissions, but also your horsepower, and you know, there's different ways that you can increase the, you know. Would I make my car louder? No, not necessarily. No, I'm not a person who would want to draw attention to myself when I'm driving around.
You got a little psychopath.
I'm thinking, like, does this make me a little bit of a psychopath?
Yeah, I think so.
I know.
Maybe.
I hate to move into this story after talking about psychopaths, but Brittany,
Sherry,
apparently, Brittany,
uncomfortable transition.
Wow. I know. She's had another breakdown, and nobody knows
potential.
If this is really,
we don't know that for
we
sure.
We don't know just that it was.
Pictures don't look
she
great,
went
though.
To a hotel. She called because she said, did she call 911 or did the guests that heard her screaming in the hallway of the hotel?
I believe call somebody 911? At the hotel called 911. She was at the Chateau Marmont. I think it's called Marmont, not Marmot, but she was at the Chateau Marmont. Wait, how's it pronounced? Marmont.
Okay.
Chateau Marmont.
Okay. We'll just call it that.
It's
just
a fancy hotel. It's it's a very like storied Hollywood hotel.
Oh,
this is where John Belushi died.
Right.
This is where a lot of people get really, a lot of stuff happens at that hotel.
Sure. Yes.
So she was at this hotel and apparently, she got in some sort of a disagreement, right, with somebody who may have been an ex-boyfriend at some point?
Yes, and he was an ex-con and an ex-boyfriend.
And so there's all these pictures, and it's kind of sad. There's like all these pictures of her out in front of the hotel in the middle of the night, and she's got a blanket on, and she just looks very disheveled. And She's claiming that they were actually, this is a body double. I think she went online and said that this wasn't actually her. The whole thing feels very, whole thing just feels very sad though.
But is it possible that, I don't know why anybody would want this kind of attention, but is it possible that Britney isn't disturbed by the attention that she's getting because, or else she is truly not well. But she posts these videos of her dancing with knives. I mean, this isn't a woman that's gone into deep hiding and wants to, you know, never be seen again or come back with a new album or is finding herself. I mean, this is somebody that wants to be front and center.
She did also just release a book recently that was a bestseller. I think my wife read it and said it was a really, you know, she was, people want to know about her. I mean, she's still... Yeah. She's like this enigma, you know. She was super, super famous when she was young, and now she is. She's a 42-year-old woman now, and people still want to know what's going on with Britney. And so I think that's why.
Well, and everybody was fascinated, like rubbernecking at her first breakdown when she shaved her head and she was like attacking cars, like that.
Yeah.
Was like, wow.
Now that looked. I mean, that to me really was quite the breakdown. I mean, when you're doing something violent like that. I just wonder if these things are now, you know, and that the paparazzi mercilessly hunted her when she was going through her first breakdown. So are they doing that now?
I mean, where do we get these horrible pictures? these pictures look awful.
Or does she in some way want this kind of attention?
I think probably it's a little of both. I don't think you go and check in at the Chateau Marmont if you don't want to, you know, be in a Hollywood area and get the attention.
Yeah.
But at the same time, is she in a place where she should be out doing these types of things?
They say that they were drinking and there was some drugs, which I thought she was in recovery at some point. I've gone into rehab. But
don't you just feel bad? Doesn't the whole thing just make you feel sad for her? I mean, she had this crazy life. She had this crazy fame at a young age. I don't know how anybody can survive that. And then now she's an adult. There's all this stuff about her conservatorship, were her parents controlling her? Were they forcing her to do work that she wouldn't have wanted to do otherwise? And, you know, and her kids are now living with her ex-husband. Right. And just her whole story just seems so sad to me. As somebody who was a young person back in the early 2000s, late 90s, you would have thought, oh, Britney Spears has it all. She's just figured it out. She's at the top of the world, but it doesn't seem that nice.
No, it's really pretty unfortunate. It's the John Curley and Sherry Elliker show. Jake Skorheim in for John today. We'd love to hear from you. There is still time for you to be letter of the day. Just send us a text on the Muckleshoot Resort text line, 1-888-973-5476, or you can go to mynorthwest.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Wilcox Family Farms. They have the very best eggs. So if you're looking for a good egg, can't beat the Wilcox Family Farm eggs.
I was either rolling an egg or, you know, being the guy who's pushing them out. Come on.
They're still coming in hot. These are some names for the zebra that's loose. Okay, Thelma Z. Louise.
Nice.
This one I don't get. Andrea Dufresne.
I think this is somebody they know. They just want to get their name on the radio.
Well, Andy Dufresne escaped from...
you're right, Shawshank.
Oh, I get it. Okay.
So now with that context, read the name again?
Yeah, it would be Andrea Dufresne.
Andrea, that's
named after a prison guy.
Andy crawled to freedom through 500 yards of foulness I can't even imagine. Or maybe I just don't want to.
Ugh.
What a great movie. Such a good movie.
That was such a great movie. And the last one is Bra Z.
Bra Z. I don't get that one. What is Bra Z? These are all going right over my head. Why don't I get any of these?
I think I've got a winner. I'm going to save it for our letter segment, but I think I've got the best.
Is Bra Z a reference to a bra?
I don't know.
Like a lady's undergarment?
Whoever wrote in Brazil, let us know think. That is a perfect question.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't get it.
Brazil. Well, Ashley Madison.
Yeah, let's switch to some other garments.
Filled with Brazis.
You guys should win awards on this show for transitions. They're so good. You're one to Nate last. Speaking of somebody else who's on top of the something, and you threw to Nate. It's very, very clean.
My pleasure. Yeah.
Yes. Ashley Madison, if you don't know what that is a website for married people to be able to hook up with other people.
Cheating.
And have
it's
affairs.
A cheating website.
It's a cheating website. Yeah. Yes. Makes a lot of lots of money. Well, come to find out, is anybody surprised at this?
No, I don't think so.
It's full of extortionists. So here's how it works. Jake goes on Ashley Madison.
No, it's in this example.
Nate goes on Ashley Madison.
No, not Nate. Andrew. Let's say Andrew.
Andrew goes on. But that's the whole point. She's supposed to be married. That's why it's making it easy.
Nate. All right. Nate. How about Sherry goes on Ashley Madison?
I don't think women, do they have men there?
Of course.
Sure.
Josh Duggar was on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I go to Ashley Madison.
There you go.
I'm not afraid of that, you guys.
Okay.
So the rest of you all worried about being called cheaters. Okay. So I go on Ashley Madison and I meet up with somebody and there's some back and forth. And that person talks me into sending an intimate picture of myself to them. So I do that along with maybe God knows what else. And I think it's really kind of fun and playful and whatever. And then a week later, I get an email saying, this is the picture I'm going to post on social media if you don't send me $1,000.
Sextortion. That's what they call it.
Sextortion.
Yes. Yeah.
And then I send $1,000. And another week later,
this is not the fun side I thought it was going to be. But this is part of the game, I guess.
Now you owe me $5,000. So there's a lot of these things that are coming up. In fact, the Federal Trade Commission got about 240 reports.
Never negotiate with terrorists. You just got to say no.
Oh.
You just can't do it. You can't do it because they ask for a little. You give them an inch, they take a mile. That's what they do.
Yeah, but wouldn't that terrify you?
Well, here's
if somebody.
Yes, but you're already cheating on your spouse, so you're already in pretty hot water.
So what do you do? Do you confess and then that somehow they can still humiliate you, even if you told your wife, they can still humiliate you on social media.
I think probably what you would have to, it's a real kind of you've heard of like a come to Jesus moment. I think this is a real moment where you're having to make some real positive steps forward in your life. This could be the best thing that ever, I'm trying to put some, a silver lining on this dark cloud, but this could be a real moment where somebody can turn their life around and say like, hey, you know what? I've been doing some horrible things. Time to move forward. Or just say you got hacked. I think that's probably the best thing. Just, I got hacked.
Blame it on AI.
I don't know what happened here. Yeah, this is clearly, that's not my, stuff. What are you, nuts? I wouldn't go on this Ashley Madison.
I feel zero sympathy for these people.
Yeah, me neither.
Number one, you're a cheat. Number two, you're stupid because you sent a picture.
You don't even get to cheat. You just are dumb.
You're dumb. If you're an adult, I don't even care if you're an adult. If you're a 5-year-old, you know not to send pictures over the internet that could later come back and haunt you.
Yeah,
do they?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should. No kids. Obviously, no kids should be sending pictures. But
no,
adults. Yeah, you got to be a special idiot. Like I was looking into this because I had remembered. I was like, wasn't this a part of the Josh Duggar thing? You remember Josh Duggar from the Duggars?
Of course. Yeah.
And he had that unbelievable downfall, and now he's in prison. He had two accounts. I mean, just to give you some idea of the kind of people, the quality of people you might find on Ashley Madison. He had two paid subscriptions to Ashley Madison. I don't know why you would need two. I think he was really desperate to find a connection over it or something. But people can get on there and pay for these. They call them guaranteed affairs. But yeah, I agree with you. If somebody goes on this site and they're so out there and willing to cheat on their spouse, you kind of are getting what you deserve.
Yeah, you get that whenever there's infidelity, you always run the risk of somebody exposing you. But wait a minute, are these Ashley Madison people employed by Ashley Madison?
No, they also sign up? No.
I think these are,
the way that I understand from this article, the Ashley Madison.
Boy, you are really qualifying this, by the way.
I've never even heard of this site until just now, that I understand that it's been described to me by people who, I didn't even read the article because I was so nervous about it. It's like a social media site where you can connect with other people
fake profiles, basically.
Yeah, so somebody might sign on and they might say that they are a beautiful lady from Bora Bora. I don't know where these people are at.
Nice.
And then they get a picture of. They ask you to send, like you described, the whole situation. They say, send me a picture down there. I don't
know. Probably find personal information about you as you're willing to.
And then they go, hey, I got your Facebook page. I got your home address. I'm gonna just send out this picture that you sent, and they're gonna know it's you. They'll give me my money. But these aren't Ashley Madison people. These are just.
Well, wouldn't the remedy for that be not to give out any information? I mean, just to stay with your alias?
Well, a lot of times they're doing because that's part of the excitement, I guess, is you would get on and do a video chat. So you're you can record somebody's face. They're trying to, they're looking for that it's you, proof that it's you. So they're asking for your face or.
And they eventually hope to meet up. So there's probably geographical.
The idiots who go on this are hoping to meet up. The people who are extorting, they're sextorting.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't want to meet up. They just want your money.
Wow, you fellas really do know a lot about this.
Yeah, that's what I've been explained.
I'm glad you set the record straight.
Yeah.
One more time, if you would like to, and we don't know if you would or not, but we hope that you'd like to be the letter of the day, why don't you text us? It's the Muckleshoot Resort text line. That's 1-888-973-5476. Jake Skorheim, who's in for John Curley on the John Curley and Sherry Elliker show. Jake, are you nice to the mailman? Because John always accuses me of messing with him, and I don't think it's me that's doing it. Maybe you're doing it?
Am I messing with the mailman?
Yeah.
Never. No, I would never. It's an important
job. Number one, you're a cheat. Number two, you're stupid.
That doesn't sound nice. Was that you?
Wow, Sherry. Jeez.
Yes.
He doesn't mess with the mailman.
All right, let's move on to the mailman really fast.
I'm the mailman. As you can see, I'm the mailman. Don't nobody mess with me. I'm the mailman. If you didn't know, I'm the mailman. I bring the mail to your door.
All right, we'll get to the letter of the day in just a moment. But first, let's take care of all the rest. Go ahead, Jake.
All right, this first one is off topic. Mike in the 360, he's talking about EV buses. He says, why don't they just put better mufflers and soundproofing on the buses? Jet engines are a lot louder than diesel engines, and you don't have to yell to speak when you're on a commercial flight. Excellent point.
Zebra Watch Day 4, Sean from Tacoma says, maybe it will jump into a horse pasture, get impregnated by a horse, and have baby zebras with brown and white stripes.
What would that... Is that possible? Can they do that? Can they get impregnated by a horse?
I mean, horses and donkeys can procreate. Maybe.
Yeah, but what's the one that can't have babies? Is that a mule?
I don't know.
Is it a mule?
I'm pretty sure it's a mule.
Somebody asked to have babies,
mules are, it's not sterile. That's not the word I'm looking
That's
for.
That's the word, yeah.
They're sterile?
Yeah.
No, sterile is clean.
also means infertile.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Infertile, yeah.
But a donkey and a horse makes a mule, right? Or do I have that wrong?
So what's a zebra make?
I don't know.
I don't know, fellas. We can talk about this after biology class if you want to.
All right, 206. Sherry, you should know that ostriches can kill a person with a kick. True.
I am learning. A
zorse is the offspring of a zebra and a stallion. They actually exist, and I'm looking at a picture of one right now.
That sounds like a Dr. Seuss animal.
And they are also sterile, by the way.
And Tacoma Ray has a thought. I've heard if you sing Ebony and Ivory by Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, it mesmerizes zebras and they come out of hiding. Just saying.
That's pretty funny. Rachel C. Says, with all of the confusion about the sex, we should just call her Shebra for now.
I like that one.
I think that's a good name.
I kind of think that's the best.
Okay, well, 360 says Little Debbie because zebra cakes.
Oh, that's good. I can't get my page to turn here. Here we go. Vonnie in Belltown said, how about Zeus? Zebra on the loose, Zeus. These are all pretty good.
Yeah, no kidding.
Great,
I think I'm sticking with Shebra.
Shebra, yeah. Shebra. Let's go Shebra.
Okay. Well, this will all come down to a final round, and we'll pick one at some point. Nickelodeon Scandal says, Adam, the Staples driver. Jake, remember, you can't do that on television? They invented the slime bit.
Yeah, I do. And I think every time you said, I don't know.
Yes.
then they would drop slime,
slime
on you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Such a good show. Sherry, you got to check it out on YouTube.
I am.
Hee-haw Aaron says, Nick, Nickelodeon.
Actually, it's Nick.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. Yes. Yes.
Sorry. Mom, change the station. Train fascination. Missed the point, Elliot, on the Orient Express. We say Southeast Asian Express now, Sherry.
Oh, that's
Thank
nice.
You.
Yeah, come on, Sherry.
It's nice to be corrected. Okay. Eric in Columbia City says, try the Caledonian sleeper from London to Scotland. It's amazing. I've heard of that. That sounds amazing.
That sounds awesome.
Loud cars and psychopaths. As to loud cars, I've always been an introvert, but my favorite car I've ever owned was a very loud, powerful Corvette. For myself, every time I started that car, the rumbling and vibration made me feel like I was in a true race car. Never wanted attention, but love the feeling of power.
Yes.
I get that. Yeah. I feel like that makes me want to get into a very loud car.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
And now it is time for the letter of the day.
All right, Psychopath One, do you want to read the letter of the day?
Is that me? Am I Psychopath?
Yeah.
All right, the
that's
two of
me.
You always wanting your big loud cars.
Our big loud car vibrating cars. Uh-huh. Kyle in Olympia says, Jake is right. If I see a zebra calling 911 is not my first thought. My first thought is finding an ostrich, a racing ostrich. Let's get some answers to which is fastest once and for all. Good note.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Maybe we'll cover that tomorrow. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yep. That's all she wrote.
We have another hour left, so we might be able to get into that. You think?
Let's do it.
All right.